You're listening to SBS News.
On Thursday, the United States reported a 24-hour increase of 1,169 new COVID-19 fatalities. The number was the highest one-day death toll recorded anywhere in the world since the crisis began. The economic crisis spawned by the coronavirus pandemic has seen millions lose jobs, businesses shut up shop, and spending stop, except for some. At Cleland's Outdoor World Gun Shop in Ohio, gun sales are skyrocketing. Owner Galen Banks told Al Jazeera that sales have jumped 300%.
We have been seeing nonstop traffic, mostly for ammo, but selling out of the guns that we did have. We have made two runs now to go get supplies.
In the month of March, over 2 million guns were sold in the United States. The figures released by Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting indicate the second biggest monthly spike ever in gun sales in the country. The FBI reported a record 3.7 million background checks for firearms, surpassing a record of 3 million in December 2015. It comes after gun shops across the country were declared essential businesses amid the coronavirus pandemic. But there are concerns of civil unrest as the pandemic worsens. Gun buyer Hollis Hamilton says the uptake in purchases is motivated by fear.
I think that people are fearful that if the conditions with coronavirus spiral down, that it's not always going to bring out the best in people, and that there will be people that are opportunistic and some predators.
There have been several cases of gun-related violence during the pandemic. In the U.S. state of Maine, a man claimed he needed a gun to protect himself during the outbreak. He was charged with illegally possessing a firearm. And police in the U.S. state of Georgia arrested a man they accused of pointing a gun at two women wearing medical masks and gloves. He claimed he feared he might contract the virus. Gun store owner Mr. Banks agrees that fear is a driver.
Just the fear of the unknown. And fear usually comes along with panic and protect what they have.
In Los Angeles, authorities warn they will shut down gun stores if businesses fail to abide by social distancing regulations. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says he has received complaints from the community.
Those that are involved in the security business that still need to do their business, and obviously there's a need for security both in the public and the private sector, we want to make sure they're properly equipped and all that. However, that is not a license then for everyone to do a panic gun buying and rushing to stores, which is not what we're seeing. And again, that violates the whole issue of social distancing. It's creating its own attractive nuisance.
Mixed messages from state powers have left many puzzled as to what is deemed an essential business or not. U.S. chief medical expert and member of President Donald Trump's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has received threats, according to the CNN. As a result, he requires personal security guards to travel with him at all times, even guard outside his home. Mr. Villanueva says authorities are working to resolve the lack of planning.
There was a little bit lack of an inclusive planning process in the development of the local order from the health officer. And that's created somewhat of a conflict with the orders coming from the governor's office. They were more broad-stroked. And now we've identified there's a loophole in there that needs to be addressed.
In an effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19, the county has been releasing prison inmates in overcrowded prisons, leaving many community members concerned about potentially dangerous individuals gaining access to weapons. Los Angeles has released approximately 1,700 inmates, lowering the jail population by 10%. But Mr. Villanueva has defended the measures.
All the low-hanging fruit, we've already picked it. What we're going to make sure is no violent, serious inmate who's in there for a serious crime that represents a threat to the community, they will not be released under any circumstances.
White House projections show coronavirus is expected to kill between 100,000 and 240,000 people in the U.S. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.